Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Innocence died with the first shovel of dirt. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
As new revelations surface, the stakes have never been higher and the evidence more disturbing in the case against Sean Diddy Combs. We're talking about a grand jury that continues to reconvene over and over, each meeting revealing deeper and darker truths about the life and actions of a man who has long been revered as a cultural icon. The question now isn't just if, but when we'll see the superseding indictments that could fundamentally alter the landscape of this case. And make no mistake, that likelihood isn't just some far-off legal theory. It's rapidly becoming an inevitable reality. From the start, the investigation has been monumental in scope. Hundreds of warrants executed, a flood of new individuals coming forward with their own horror stories, and mountains of digital evidence. This case is building like a freight train, each new piece making it more likely that Diddy will have to answer to charges that could carry sentences far beyond 20 years. We're talking about crimes that allegedly stretch into realms of organized abuse and human suffering on a scale few could even fathom. And as the grand jury continues to work, it's becoming clear that the case will not simply fade away. It's a legal storm that Diddy's defense team, no matter how formidable, may not be able to weather. What's striking and frankly horrifying is the psychological and physical devastation reportedly inflicted on numerous victims, some of whom are minors. The stories we've heard are gut-wrenching, and they paint a portrait of systematic exploitation that no amount of celebrity glamour can hide. The idea that this case could even be delayed even further, dragging victims through more emotional turmoil, is hard to stomach, yet here we are with a tentative trial date that could easily be pushed back even further. The weight of the evidence and the sheer number of accusers makes the plea deal seem almost laughable. Why offer leniency when the damage is so widespread, so incomprehensibly brutal? We're at a pivotal point. The coming weeks could reshape everything we thought we knew about one of the most influential figures in music and entertainment. This case isn't just a scandal, it's a seismic shift in how we understand celebrity accountability and the deep, dark underbelly of fame. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI Special Agent. Jennifer, welcome. What's the likelihood that we're going to now be seeing superseding indictments as the grand jury continues to reconvene over and over here?
I think we're going to see superseding indictments. My belief was that was always a probability, not just a possibility. And that's because I truly believe they haven't been able to pour over everything they've had from all those warrants and all the new people coming forward. And we're going to see superseding indictments. That's my belief.
Which will likely then push the case back further and further. I know right now it's tentatively scheduled for early next year, but you've been very good on predicting these sort of things. How far out do you think it will be before Diddy sees the inside of a courtroom in an actual trial setting, not just a hearing?
Well, it'll be interesting if he pleads or not. I don't think there's really any incentive at this point for him to plead. I think they're going to have to fight this. I don't think that they will win. I don't know. They could put something on the table that Diddy might like. In other words, 20 years instead of life, or, you know, because that's what he's looking at. So it's a possibility that he could plead. Having said that, this will not see if this goes through the normal processes without any pleas being arranged. I'll say 4 years.
Okay. Let me ask you this, with all the pleading that it could potentially go on. If you had just like one charge against you from one person, you could get 20 years for that. We're talking a lot of people. We're talking potentially hundreds of people who have these claims against him. That to me seems like, why would you even offer a deal at that point? Because you're almost like you're condensing all of the crimes into one and just essentially punishing for one. I'm assuming they take that into account and go, there's like a litany of this stuff. It's far more than one person affected here. This is beyond a 20-year sentence for something like this. I would assume that would be going into consideration as they're continuing to go after this, whether or not they would offer him even a plea option.
I tell you what, Tony, I've seen everything. 4 years. I worked what we call Title III investigations, yeah, which are very long-term investigations. And the only reason I bring this up is because I've seen prosecutors make the decision to plea on the first day of court. Even when everything's done, you have people taped. There couldn't be stronger information. You got 10 people sitting there in court with all their high-dollar attorneys, and then they plea it out.
Yeah.
So it's very disappointing to the agents, because the agents work so hard on these cases and they're invested and they're sickened. Be quite frank, you ask what happens behind the scenes. I mean, they're sickened. Remember, the public is hearing about this. They're having to watch it.
Yeah.
And there is nothing more grueling. And we all had to do it, is sitting there watching child pornographic videos and pictures one after another, because, you know, that's your job. And then when a prosecutor then says, that's okay, in the interest of money, of time, of moving on to the next person, they're willing to take 20 years, done. We're going to do it. So I think plea deals are always possible. I've witnessed that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, they're always possible, but I mean, something like this, is it likely? I mean, I know it can go anyway. Probably, you know, it's up to the DA and the prosecutors, and this is whether or not they're going to offer it, but they don't have to offer it. They could look at this and go, no, it's too dark, no option for you, right?
They can. And okay, it honestly really depends on that prosecutor and that prosecutor's office. You know, not the assistant United States attorney, although he's very important because he's the main one in charge, yeah, of that case, but really the U.S. attorney there, it's the buck stops with him. And there's certainly going to be a lot of conversation and sentiment at a certain point, whether that's even going to be considered. So it comes down to the personalities.
What do we know about that individual right now, or their track record on things like this in terms of offering plea deals? Do you have any knowledge as to their, you know, historical record on how they've handled cases? I don't want to say like this, because this is pretty unique, but in cases that remotely resemble something like this.
I have not looked at their track record, but I always caution, because remember, a U.S. attorney is appointed. And so U.S. attorneys change when political climates change. I've had amazing U.S. attorneys in, and then there's a election, presidential election, and then they're out.
Yeah.
So they are ever changing. So it depends on so many factors.
Lots of possibilities of where this could all end up. Jennifer Coffendaff, retired FBI special agent, thank you for joining us. As we close this coverage, this segment on Sean Diddy Combs, it's not simply about isolated incidents or poor judgment or misconduct. We're far beyond that. It's a sprawling, deeply unsettling narrative of systematic abuse, one that implicates not only Diddy, but the entire structure of power and privilege that shielded him. From digital records to the gut-wrenching testimony of victims, It paints a chilling picture of a man who allegedly used his wealth and influence to perpetuate unspeakable crimes. And it's hard to imagine any defense argument that could fully counter the weight of these allegations, especially when you consider the human toll. What happens now? Even if we get to the place and predict the likelihood of even more charges and the possibility of even harsher sentences, the broader question still looms. Will the justice system rise to the occasion, or will it buckle under the pressure of celebrity influence and deep pockets? History shows us that cases of this magnitude can swing either way, and Diddy's defense team is undoubtedly banking on the idea that high-profile figures can emerge relatively unscathed. Yet the tide seems to be turning. Public sentiment, combined with the relentless pursuit of federal investigation, suggests that this case could be very different. And finally, there could be, should be, let's hope there will be, real accountability. The prosecutors have a monumental task ahead, balancing the intense media scrutiny, the high-powered legal teams, and the emotional burden carried by the victims. It is a daunting process. And yet, for the sake of justice, every moment matters. Victims who have carried the weight of trauma for years or even decades, they deserve closure. They deserve a resolution that doesn't compromise on the truth. And more evidence comes to light, as it will, the potential for a trial drags on. We can only hope that it isn't another case lost in the quagmire of deals and technicalities. So where do we go from here? We watch, we wait, and we hold those in power accountable. The world will be watching, and we won't stop until the truth, however dark, is fully exposed. Thanks for staying with us on this intense and unsettling journey. I'm Tony Bruschi. Don't forget to press subscribe, because there's more to uncover, and we'll be digging for every last detail. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.